you when I was young. I gave God my name, and I told him to lead the way. For the road has been rough, and the going's been mighty tough. Still I ain't going nowhere, I'm out here to stay. See, I've been talking about, and oh, I've been criticized. He's had to wipe many tears from my eyes. Oh, but I'm still
It's 6 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. And this is a special Mother's Day program titled this year, Great Women of Gospel Music. And we just heard Trinity 5-7 with I'm Still Holding On. We send that one out to Michelle of Medford. We're encouraging her to keep holding on. Allow God to do his great work in and through her life. He will do that. I can't think of a case where Jesus has ever been defeated. And so, therefore, if we hold on, our victory in him is sure. Just like Mary, Mary, they're going to sing yesterday. They've determined they're going to hold on and forget the past and move on in Jesus Christ, their Lord.
Thank you. know how much more I can take. See, I decided that I cried my last tears yesterday. Either I'm gonna trust you, or I may as well walk away. The stressing don't make it better. Don't make it better, no way. See, I decided.
Sounds of praise. And yesterday, there's nothing wrong with crying, but God is saying you don't have to have a pity party and feel sorry for yourself when you can put your faith and your trust in Him. He said, cast all your care upon Him. Why? Because He cares for you. And so therefore you can cry your last tear of sorrow, your last tear of despair yesterday, and move on. Because God will continue to bless those who continue to put their faith and trust in Him. Here she is, the Queen of Gospel, here on Sounds of Praise, Tremaine Hawkins. As she was going through her tests and her trials, her testimony was, I never lost my praise. That's what Sounds of Praise is all about, to encourage you to continue to praise the Lord no matter what is going on in your life.
This song really speaks the sentiments of my heart. I never lost my praise. I've lost some good friends along life's way. Some loved ones departed in heaven to stay. But thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in people who said they cared. In the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season of pain, one thing never wavered, one thing never changed. I never lost my hope. Oh, I never lost my
kept my hope. I didn't let go of my faith. needs him in here.
Tremaine Hawkins, Queen of Gospel here on Sounds of Praise, and I never lost my praise. You see, if you will praise God during your tests and your trials, the devil can't do much else to you. That's why the Bible says in the Psalms, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. If you will live a life of praise unto God, like, well, hey, if let's look at it. If you're going through tests and trials and you can still praise God, what else can the devil do to you? He can't. Hey, and if he takes your life, you're going to be in heaven. That's what it's all about anyway. So therefore, if you continue to put your faith and trust in God and continue to praise him, even when it seems like, you know, all hope is lost, your victory is nearly there. Evangelist and Pastor Shirley C. I guess we can call her the mother of gospel here on Sounds of Praise, along with Anthony Hamilton. And God's bringing you out. I don't know who you are, but God is bringing you out. It's so close. You just need to hold on and tell God it's all right. It's okay. I'm not giving up.
Yeah.
6:18 here on Sounds of Praise, Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar, along with Anthony Hamilton, and It's All Right, It's Okay. I can't think of anybody in the Bible who had more problems than Job. Job lost all of his children at one time. He lost all of his riches and his wealth. And then he lost his health. He didn't know what was going on. And then when some friends came, he called them miserable comforters. They were blaming him for the calamity that he was going through. Even his own wife said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" I can't think of any worse advice to give to someone who's going through tests and trials. But Job held on. And Job didn't know what was going on. But God was telling the devil how faithful Job was, and the devil will say, "Well, the only reason he's faithful is because you're blessing him so much. But if you lift the blessing, I know he's going to curse you to your face." But no, he lifted the blessing, and Job held on to his integrity. What God is saying is that one reason that we go through our various tests and trials is that we might have a testimony afterwards. The Bible said that the end of Job was greater than the beginning. God gave him more children. God gave him more riches. God restored his health. And he has a testimony to not only the people of his generation, but even down to today. And so we can encourage ourselves that if God allows the devil to test us and try us and even put us to the point of death and dying, it's so that we can have a testimony. Well, you said, what good is a testimony? A testimony is going to benefit somebody else because they're going to go through the same tests, and they're probably going through the same tests and the trials that you're going through. And if you can tell them how your faith held on to God and God delivered you, that's a source of encouragement to them. Because God doesn't love you any more than he loves them. And so therefore they can say, "Well, hey, if God did that for Donnelly, well, then maybe he can do that for me. Or maybe he'll do something even better." So we're going to bring you Reverend Clay Evans, Janice White, and the AARC Mass Choir. And they're going to sing about their testimony here on Sounds of Praise. Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. 47 degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. Today, high pressure builds in from the north and will provide a dry Mother's Day with some sunshine, though it will be cool. A high today, 57 to 62 degrees. More clouds at night with a low 45 to 50 degrees. And on Monday, clouds and some sunny breaks and turning warmer as the wind flows, as the wind flow turns out of the southwest to start the new work week. High on Monday, 68 to 73 degrees. Considerable clouds at night with a low 53 to 58 degrees. And on Tuesday, turning even warmer and feeling more like spring again, with sunshine mixing with some clouds. A high on Tuesday, 74 to 79 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy and mild at night with a low 60 to 65 degrees. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy and a little cooler again with a couple of showers and thunderstorms possible. A high on Wednesday, 67 to 72 degrees. More clouds and showers are likely at night with a low on Wednesday, 57 to 62 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. 6:34, the Sounds of Praise time here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, and we are bringing you our annual Mother's Day program this year entitled Great Women of Gospel Music. And we just heard Reverend Clay Evans along with Janice White and the AARC Mass Choir with I've Got a Testimony. And this is one of my all-time favorites, Maurette Brown Clark. No, she's not a relative, but we are spiritual brother and sister. This is Maurette Brown Clark, and It Ain't Over here on Sound. May not be good English, but there's a message in the music.
Seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance. Until God says it's over, it ain't over. Until God says it's done, no, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over, keep fighting until your victory is won. Way before the fight began,
It ain't over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That say you ain't going nowhere, you ain't about nothing, but God has the final say.
Amen. Marrett Brown Clark, one of my all-time favorites here on Sounds of Praise. It ain't over. No, while we're in the midst of the battle and the tests and the trials and the pain and the suffering and lack of finances and all the negative things that we can encounter in this life, God says, it ain't over. It ain't over. God's still in control. It's not over. You just need to continue to progress in your faith in Him. You see, salvation put us into a new level with God. Before we were saved, we were outside of the will of God and on our way to hell. Why? Because we inherited the sin of Adam and Eve and we had no answer for it. But then Jesus came along. Praise your holy name. And He paid the penalty for all of our sin. But because He was a sinless Christ, the Father was able to raise Him from death. And so therefore, through our faith in Him, we now have access to all the benefits and blessings that God intended for us from the beginning of the world. But there had to be a change. Salvation brought us from outside of the will of God into the acceptable will of God. And the problem is so many Christians stop right there. But there's progression. We have to move from the acceptable will of God to the good will of God. And from the good will of God into the perfect will of God. Now, people get all hung up on the word perfect. That doesn't mean that we're perfect. We're moving toward perfection. But we'll never be perfect in this life on our own. But at the end of this life, God will transform us into that perfect being that He always intended us to be. But you have to cooperate with God by faith. First of all, once you're outside of His saving grace, you got to get saved. You got to acknowledge your sin, come to Jesus Christ, repent of your sin, allow Him to be your Savior and Lord and great High Priest and soon coming King, and allow the changes that He wants to make in our lives to come to being. Tamela Mann here on Sounds of Praise. And this is Change Me.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like You. Wash me through and through. Create in me a clean heart, so that I may worship You. Make me more like You. Change me, oh God. Wash me through and through. Just create worship you. I need you to
change me.
Jesus, change. Change something about you. Change.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to
change me.
Do it for me, Lord. I dare you to just put your
change
hands on yourself.
Me.
Lord, I want you to change me.
Change me.
Like only you can, Lord. Change me.
Change me.
Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. Say it like you mean it. Change me.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to.
Change me.
Uh-huh. From the inside out, Lord.
Oh,
a little change. I need you to. Remember this has come over me.
Tamela Mann here on Sounds of Praise and Change Me, and this is the original Tremaine Hawkins and Changed here on Sounds of Praise.
A change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Tremaine is coming at this time.
A change.